Good morning, this is Nigel and you're tuned in to CNBC TV18 podcast. While the Dow ended in the red on Friday, owing to the ongoing US-China trade negotiations, as well as concerns regarding slowing global economic growth. Now globally, the Chinese markets will reopen post-New Year, and demand trends for the commodity market and metal stocks will be key to watch. Our Indian markets, remember in Friday's trading session, ended on the back foot at the Nifty broke its six-session winning streak. Now, in reaction to the numbers, Tata Motors ended at an 8-year low, but the bigger problem was Mahindra & Mahindra. The company reported earnings that missed expectations, and the stock is now close to its 52-week low. At the end of the day, we're all looking at the flows, and the FIs, they continue to pump in money, but the DIIs, they use this opportunity to lighten their positions. So net-net, institutions were sellers, in fact, to the tune of around 120 crores, adjusting the DII selling for the FI buying. Now, the premium on the Nifty had come down substantially to around 14 from around the 25-odd mark. So it appeared there was more unwinding rather than shorting, though the FIs, they added more shorts than longs. Now, the crucial level on the Nifty is at around the 200 DMA. That comes in at around 10,855. So in terms of support, that'll be a crucial level. And resistance is seen at last week's high. That's a little bit above the 11,100 odd mark. Stocks we're looking at today. Mahindra & Mahindra. They've cut their tractor industry growth guidance to 10% from around 12 to 14% earlier. UBS, they've cut their target price to 880 from around 950 due to rising competitive pressures in the UV space. Tata Steel's numbers appear a little bit lower than what the street was working with. The India EBITDA per ton came in at around 16,400 rupees. That compares with our poll of around 16,600 rupees. Remember, the number that they have reported includes the Forex element as well, which some on the street believe should not be included. If that's the case, then it's a little bit of a bigger miss in terms of the EBITDA per ton mark. BPCL, the gross GRMs as well as the reported GRMs came in better than what we were expecting, so expect that stock to open up in the green. Nalco's numbers missed estimates. Motilal Oswal, they have cut the EBITDA estimate by around 27 to around 28% for the next couple of years, though they maintain their buy rating with a target price of 69 rupees. Sun TV's numbers, though, look good. The ad revenue as well as the subscription growth, both of them looked very, very good. And sticking with good numbers, well, Monte Carlo, Dilip Bilcon, as well as DFM Foods, all of them came out with good set of numbers, but there were plenty of weak numbers as well. Balkrishna Industries, massive compression in terms of margins. Same is the case with NHPC. PC Jewelers as well, we saw a degrowth in terms of revenues. Net profit as well was lower. And margin compression continues for stocks like Indocount, VST Tillers, while Warteg Warburg had cut its revenue guidance for the remainder of this year. Moving away from results, Lupin will be in focus. The Goa plant has got two observations post the US FDA inspection. Now, the company believes that the warning letter should be solved by the first half of 2020, so keep an eye on that stock. And Dr. Reddy's has received 11 observations for its Bachupali facility. Remember, that's one of the important facilities, so we'll keep an eye out on that stock as well. This is Nigel winding up and wishing you a good Monday and a rocking week ahead.